Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
Birdie, she be recording a lot of stuff in there. Bird's Eye Visual, shout out to Birdie. Corner to corner.
But, are you a producer too?
Who, me?
No, I just do business, man.
Okay.
I don't do no music. I don't make no beats. I don't rap. I don't do none of that.
You just provide the space.
Yeah, I just try to turn everybody up.
Yeah. So what made you get into something like this, man? That type of, you one of the people that like to connect the dots between people?
Yeah, I love music. And then my business partners, they, both of them is producers. Shout out to Axel Rich. Shout out to Sosa. My nigga Sosa, Live Like Sosa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my other business partner, Corey, he don't do music either. But that's how we really started the studio. And then we wanted the studio was different from anybody else's that ain't never been done before.
Yeah. Yeah, because I ain't never heard nothing like that.
You feel me?
Nah, you said the complex. I ain't never heard it. You know what I mean? You get the complex. You know what I mean?
That's what an artist need. Because an artist, you know what I'm saying, you'll write a million people to get 80 different things. So
exactly. You come in there and we full of talented people, like all day, every day. So,
and that's motivational for artists to come in a place like that and see, you know what I'm saying?
Man. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, a lot of people get intimidated by shit like that too, though.
Oh, man, they love it. They come in there, they don't want to leave. That's why we open 24/7 anyway, so.
24/7?
That's why you're going to win, though. That's why you're going
to
win.
And where is it located at again? It's on 4th, ain't it?
520 South 4th Street, right next to the Sealback Hotel, right across the street from Locked In. Come fuck with us.
That's dope.
So is this your first type of... you know, like you said, the complex. This is your first venture on doing something like this? Or are you kind of
like always been into, you know,
like as far as music wise?
Business.
Business wise? No, I have my own trucking company. I'm a freight broker. I did construction. I have my own construction company. I remodel houses, but that's some backbreaking shit. And I wasn't trying to do that every day of my life. So I try to think outside the box, trying to get some money without having to do so much physical stuff.
Working, that's what I'm on right now. Smart, like finding something, you know, save at back and knees and shit. You know,
like I used to look at the people in the construction industry with me. I'd be looking at them like, God damn, I won't look like them when I get up.
Man,
you make all that money and can't do nothing with it because your body broke down.
Your body is fucked up.
Man, I used to live next door to this white dude for years, my dude Calvin. And his dad worked like the rubber or the steel plant somewhere. And like they had amazing money. You feel me? You can tell by the way they you feel me, 4-5 cars outside, extra parts in their house built, but dude could barely hold a spoon.
Man, God, man.
To eat. I swear, man, he would tell you.
He makes some good money.
He can hold a spoon. What do you have?
Man, he would tell you, man, I can barely hold my dick, man. Mm-hmm. He just like he couldn't, and he was still going to work every day, working in the office after but he'd been there 28 years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time though, it wasn't no stop working. You know what I'm saying? It was just his body was breaking down on him.
Crazy.
You know, it's a bad motherfucker.
And my man's Lou right there.
All right, that's what's up.
Come on in. My make yourself at home, man.
What's going on with you, bro?
I appreciate you, guys.
Uncle Lou.
Introduce yourself, man.
Getting the mic. Man, that's a hell of a cup, man. He got some motherfucking.
I bought a bottle.
Oh, shit. I didn't know what that was. I thought it was a something. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I thought fuck it was.
It's comfortable. Yeah, we good.
It's cool.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear him? Go ahead and introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know, you know.
Man, I'm Lou, man. Everybody call me Uncle Lou, Big Lou, from Area 502. Born and raised in Flint, Michigan. Raised a little bit in Louisville and spent a little time in Indiana.
Okay. Okay. What it is you do at the big complex? Big double cup.
I'm kind of like the organizer. You know what I'm saying? We pattern ourselves kind of like Def Jam. You know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like I would be considered like a
what was his name?
Rick Rubin.
Nah. like an older advisor like Russell Simmons, you know what I'm saying?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
I'm older, so I think I'm the oldest person in the complex. So
okay. I mean, you need that though, especially with and it seems like y'all got a tight knit team where everybody know their job, and that's where it works. You know what I'm saying? Once you have people going outside of their, what they supposed to be doing and wanting to be bigger than the company, you know what I'm saying? You need an older cat that done been down the road. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So what's some of your credentials besides that, you know?
Shit, so pretty much like I grew up with Chen One. I was in the singing group with Chen One.
Okay. Yeah, he told me about that. Uh-huh.
I done did some work with Diesel as far as production. I run a management company, so back when Dope 16 was going, I don't know if y'all familiar.
Yeah, we Dope 16.
Shout out Beezy, man.
I managed Kanye Raw and Slow Me Down's headshots.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the manager of that group with T-Red and all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I've done some work with Lil Zayo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I've just been pretty much behind the scenes, like, pushing everybody's career, like, believing in everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Being somebody that people can trust and know that they going to handle their business like it, as if it was them. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
I'm just that person behind the scenes.
I was watching Dope 16 the other day, man. That was just back down memory lane. I don't know how I got on there, but I was just watching some old battles and like, it was some good battles there.
Yeah, it was. Uh-huh. Yeah, the city was on fire with the battles with the shit. So you said that you used to be in a singing group.
Mm-hmm.
So what point did you know that you wanted to be a manager, you know, like, and not do music per se, you know what I mean?
When he found out he really couldn't sing.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Hey, I felt like it needed to be somebody on the other side, you know what I'm saying? And I was always fascinated with what's going on behind the scenes and the people that's cutting the checks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's making all the money.
Yeah, but not only that, those are the people that's allowing the opportunities too.
Yeah, for the other people.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's all about opportunities. And, you know, the higher we get somebody up there to make those opportunities for everybody, you know, that's what it's really about, you know, because not to make it sound saturated, but everybody got talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts, though.
Mm-hmm. So everybody needs somebody that's going to be that team that's going to push them, you know what I'm saying? Push them to that next level.
Give them that platform, an extra push. You know, maybe the dollars or something, you know, that's, right, you know, direction.
Yeah. Mainly the support, you know, like, it's... We got a team. We can take you to room. You get support from everybody that's going to help you with different projects. And 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be off. It's going to be done off the love that's just in the room that, like, before you look up, you got a whole project. You ain't came out of pocket for nothing.
Not only that, but showing artists how to be more brands than just artists. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, everybody want to be rappers and singers, but, like, it's all about brands, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell artists, if you can get your name out there, it don't matter if you selling popsicles.
Right.
Like, people gonna support you, you know what I'm saying? So, like, let's not throw all our eggs in one basket and just, you know, be rappers and be singers. Let's be entrepreneurs. Let's be business people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's be the cameraman, the graphics. You know what I mean?
That's what goes, though. Like they got like you said, the complex. It's a room for everything. That means there's somebody running each department. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, and as an artist, like, it's kind of hard as an artist to do everything on your own.
Yeah.
Like I said, you could be like, man, I need a video. They're going to send you over here. But I need an engineer. They're going to send you over here. I need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So, but how did y'all link up?
Fate.
Actually.
It's fate. Everything was supposed to happen to happen. It just happened.
It was crazy.
The whole thing just happened.
Mm-hmm. I was
I was married. I had fell out the music business. Like, I had good ties in the music business, you know what I'm saying? But got married, figured that that was the life for me, you know, settling down. But I got a divorce. One thing led to another. Like, all my artists was calling me, yo, come back, come back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I wound up running into a buddy of mine, Tony Maddox. He was running the program for the youth, the football team.
What was the name of that?
Sons of something.
I can't even think of the name.
Yeah, but it was a youth program that he was running. And long story short, he was the brother of Sosa, who's our other business partner. So he sent me up to the building to meet these guys, and like, we instantly clicked. You know what I'm saying? So I had had a previous, stability and like management and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So we just start meshing ideas together. You know what I'm saying? And constructing what we got right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much how we met.
That's what's up, man. So if you had any advice for up-and-coming artists, what would you tell them? You know what I'm saying? Especially about being independent or signing, you know what I mean? Like, what would be your advice for somebody trying to get in the music business right now and the state it's in also?
Stay independent. Stay independent and come mess with us.
Yeah, get you a hit written by JT. You hear me?
Oh, man.
Cut it out.
Shut out, man.
And that's not even being cocky. It's
get you a
it's
screws,
just being able to advise you to come to the right place. Because, you know, with our program, we got people that set up LLCs for everybody.
It's bigger than the music.
You see what I'm saying? We set up. Like, a lot of the artists now, they now making money off merch.
Merch. I was watching an interview. Wiz Khalifa. He said that's where the money's at. The merch, the shows. Like,
you got to brand yourself. I think that's where a lot of artists go wrong at putting themselves in a box. Where, you know what I'm saying? You can't go do this. You can't go do that. Like you said, Wiz. Wiz smokes hella weed. That's a brand within itself. So, you know what I'm saying?
He got a strain.
Yeah, he had a KK.
Okay.
And you know, but like also, a lot of people don't know, but a lot of people do. Kodak made a lot of money when he dropped his app, the Sniper Gang app. Yeah. He was making millions off socks, just selling Sniper Gang socks.
Y'all smoke weed in here?
Man, we wish we could, man.
See, that's why I be at the complex.
Yeah.
I gotta be at the complex.
We don't do that at the complex either.
I mean, shout out to the complex.
But I always tell artists, like, music is only like a minute to 2 minute commercial to your brand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts, though.
That's all music is. It's a commercial. Like, if you notice the algorithm of how everything's going, the reels is so short. The people's attention span is so short. They don't even got the attention span for a whole video now.
No, it's fast.
It's about like 45 seconds. Like, every retention rate, like, I've been studying retention rate. It's like 45. A good one is like 45 to a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The most,
that's being nice.
The most you're going to get is 7 seconds out of somebody.
Yeah.
Facts, though. And as y'all saying it, like, I'm literally like, that video's too long.
That's why, you know, that's what I'm short, saying? Yeah, that's short form content. Like, when we put our podcast out, we cut it up into short.
You have to. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, man, like, people ain't really paying to hear nobody no more. It's more visual.
That's why the females is winning. The females rap game is crazy right now because it's Song, visual.
You feel me?
Off top, you know what I'm saying?
You could put out a muted song and just have the visual in that shit.
Motherfucker gonna look at it.
Yeah.
2.1.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a motherfucker.
So if you could work with any artist in the country, like, who, like, if you could work with any brand, any company, you know, who would you?
And that's for both of y'all.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. The link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Any brand?
Any brand, artist?
Artist wise, like I said, I ain't really on the, I love music, but I ain't really on the music side of it.
Yeah.
But brand wise, like locally or just
anywhere. Period. Anywhere mm-hmm. you want.
I don't even know.
Hey, as far as
anybody who want to work for us, for real, you feel me?
Hey, business like, collaborations, I'd love to do something with like a who?
I don't know. Like,
I gotta think though. Like, what y'all got people, going on? A label could even easily be like, I like what y'all got going on. Like, yeah. I would love to dump some money down there to. I
mean, honestly, we yeah. if you say it that way, it. Whoever want to dump the money, like, you know we might like to work. You feel
because
me?
Because everybody don't have that organization.
No. I like to work with Sony though.
Sony, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
just because of their brand influential. You know that brand. Yeah. Their brand influence.
I like working with people who not necessarily that they don't know about. You know what I'm saying? More say like the underdog, like these big corporations, like. I don't really give two shits about it because, like, they dump money in you and you basically blow. You feel me? I like getting it out the mud. You feel me? And doing it with somebody who just did it the same way.
Yeah,
fact. So, and everybody that, the artists or business people that get it out the mud and really, they last the longest. That popcorn shit do not last long.
Yeah, like, I don't want to build a partnership with somebody like y'all. You feel me? Y'all doing y'all's thing. You feel
appreciate
me?
So, that.
Like, this type of shit I like, I enjoy.
Yeah, and that's
the most consistent podcast in the city.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And that's our thing.
Might not
too.
Be the best. I might get those clap, but the most consistent. Ain't nobody going to workers.
Somebody said at the barbershop, like, man, y'all need some messiness on it. I'm like, man.
Y'all do what y'all say.
We don't fuel off that messiness.
If that's your thing, it's your thing, man. It ain't no thing.
We trying to push the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, and just give people, if you got motion or something positive, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
hell,
that's what we
positive on. Conversation, but so what's the biggest artist you think you've ever worked with or got them as far as getting a record deal or, you know what I mean? Because it seemed like all your business being so far was it's pushing, you know what I'm saying, pushing the artists in a certain direction. So,
yeah, I mean, one of the biggest names we're working with now right now is Blazion. And,
okay.
Matt Blazion?
No, B Blazion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
it's
him. Mm-hmm. That's Blazion? Okay, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But he would have corrected him, too.
Yeah.
B Blazion. But, yeah, him and we got a couple artists that we can't disclose right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
that first cut he dropped, that was my shit for a while. Yeah, Change. My little cousin turned me on to that. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man, it's kind of fucked up. Like, it's fucked up how certain situations are really like slow you down with this music shit.
Yeah.
Like I asked somebody else like about like going to jail. I think that's like the worst thing an artist can do because it just pushes you back so far and it's so much music being dropped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you wake up tomorrow, it's going to be another hit somewhere tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
I
feel like he got slowed down. Like he was on.
I've been enjoying our studio vibe because Bills is working on the album. He's one of our producers. But
mm-hmm. Bills 808. Shout out. Go follow him on IG.
Yeah, facts. Shameless plug.
Yeah, you know.
So he's working on a compilation album?
But no, he's working on a project. But what I was going to say is, like, his music is it's fun, it's upbeat,
yeah.
Like it's not as serious, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta get back to party music, having a good time.
The world was a better place when niggas was dancing, man.
Yeah.
God, man. I don't know how the young niggas was snapping or something.
I be in the bar, I got a barbershop, and I swear, all the young niggas that come in the barbershop and cut it on music, it's 100 niggas dying.
You feel
every song. But I remember being their age and like, it's going down. You couldn't wait to just go have some fun. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
but I think it's just also the product of what you get from, like, shit got real. After Chief Keef, shit got real.
Yeah. He brought banging to the internet, right? Yeah, he's the one of them. He just, I guess it made it cool, but he made it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I mean, even before that, we was on Wiz stuff. Like, Wiz was dropping some, like, it was like a cool rap. But then, then it just changed. Everybody's gonna die.
Yeah. Everybody got to die.
Bobby Smurda. Bobby Smurda went to prison for a song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas didn't learn from Boosie.
know what I'm saying? The nigga said to take my life, they tried to use my music.
Yeah.
Now you got Thug, Bobby Smurda, all these niggas really going to do Rondo Number 9, all them niggas in Chicago. Like, they either dead or in jail.
So let me ask y'all a question. How do we change that narrative?
People like you.
Like you.
You know, go ahead.
But like you said, people like you, like the big executives, mm-hmm. for a while they was giving, I ain't gonna say they was funding that war in Chicago, but you know, one record label signed Chief, the, you know what I mean, the next record label signed the nigga he's beefing with.
They still do that right now.
Yeah. So I'm saying that's where it's gotta stop, you know what I mean? So yeah,
for sure.
I seen an interview where Thug was talking to, I don't know who the mogul was, but whoever it was, I know dude's face though, I just don't know his name. And he was like, yeah, man, we love your new shit, but like, we want you to get back to that shit we want you to push. And he was like, man, I've been did that though. Like, I've been gave y'all street shit. Like, you feel me? Future's where he's at because Future had a chance to be like, cool, I'm work with pop music or pop artists or write for Beyonce and shit like that. So yeah, it starts with the managers and the people that's putting this, the gatekeepers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If they want to push violence and fucked up narratives, it's what it's gonna be if motherfuckers is gonna take that bread for that. Ain't nobody turning down no money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So is it too late to change the narrative?
Yeah, it's too late. It's train to get. I'm serious. Nah, train to got too much momentum. You can't stop no train that's going 200 miles an hour.
I mean,
if you can't stop, it's going to take a long.
It's going to crash out and change eventually. Everything does.
You think so?
Hell yeah, everything changes. You feel me?
There's always a cleansing process.
Yeah, it's only so far you can take it. You feel me? And then they're going to have to change it up a little bit. Like,
but no disrespect to nobody, but I feel like that's how they trying to water it down with the white rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one little
and the female rapper. You know, I ain't gonna say
shit,
you know.
The female rappers is harder than these niggas out there. Yeah, that's right. Crazy. Y'all don't understand what goes on in some female.
And that's what I'm saying.
Oh man,
it's the era. Like he said, he don't think it's gonna stop because of the train. Like the train is, and don't get me wrong, I hate the female slander. Like, because we ain't have none of that to say about Trina. She, you know,
Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
See, but Trina said, you don't know now, ho. Fuck 4 or 5 best friends. And then we hear Suki say some shit. We like, yo, man, this bitch has been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kaya. I mean, my neck, my back.
That record was crazy. These females these days is talking about going killing niggas. You feel me? Like, nigga, I got the gun. You feel me? Yeah. We don't need you in the car. They ready to shoot something. You feel me? The freaky shit, cool.
Yeah.
They ready to kill something. Yeah. Then go suck something later. But they ready to kill something. First.
Yep. But and also, like, I think hip hop's in a fucked up state right now for the simple fact, look what's going on to our moguls. You know what I'm saying? The people that we looked up to coming up, you know what I'm saying? The white culture, they don't do that to the. Elvis will always be king, no matter who the fuck he married.
Hey, you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
For the moguls that's getting caught, that's y'all fault.
It is, though.
Yeah, a lot of that y'all played on
it. Like my mama used to tell me, whatever is in the dark is going to come to the light. It's just, it took a long time for that shit to come to the light.
Mm-hmm.
But shame on them niggas.
Yeah,
real talk. Though.
Shame on them niggas. And that's why we kind of, I ain't saying we anti-industry because I don't want to mess up no deals that we got in our future. But really, like, we don't need no industry to push us. Yeah. We going to make our own industry.
Oh, God.
Got you
see what I'm saying? Because, like, everything dirty.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? And we not going to compromise who we are just so we can fit in to get some money.
Right.
Right. You got to have morals. You know what I mean?
Facts.
No, definitely.
It ain't about clout for us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So we know it's predators on the street in our communities.
Yeah.
But do y'all feel like once, white or black, once these people get a certain amount of money, they just turn into predators? Like, because I refuse to believe that everybody's like that. You know what I mean? In the industry.
I mean, they was like that before they got the money. Just with the money, they feel like they can get away with a little bit more. So you don't try. You feel me? You can buy your way out of all
that
shit.
Even the Nickelodeon shit. Like, everybody, like, you watch that shit. I'm like, hell no. Like,
facts.
That shit is weird. See,
But they been saying Disney and Nickelodeon and all that.
Don't let your kids watch that. None of that.
I even be watching, like, my homie said one time, he was like, man, you ruining Junior's childhood. My son 12. He's like, man, you blocked the nigga off the internet on his phone and shit. Like, I'm like, listen, bro.
That's right.
I don't even let them niggas watch certain shit on YouTube. Facts. Like, if I heard some goofy ass weird shit, I'm like, bro, cut that shit the fuck off, because influence is everything.
Facts.
Like, coming up, we had TV, wrestling,
right,
you know, sports. So, like, we didn't have, like, real ignorant ass shit.
Had nigga belly, had cable.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, in that era, I believe that was... that was the testing of it. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. They were seeing, like, how far can they go? Mm-hmm. You feel me? And now, they were like, all right, if we put in their face all the time, you feel me? Mm-hmm. We know what we can get. So, yeah, all definitely. That shit been coming. Like, it's... we've been in a... this world has been, like, controlled. Like, so once you know that, though, you free, though. If you know that what's going on, you know they trying to control you, know all this shit is bullshit, it's on you to... take what you want out of it. You feel me? Because you know it's all people. Bullshit. It's all a setup. It's all about the money at the end of the day.
I be telling people all the time, man, don't get rid of your kids and tell them to go be on the internet.
No, hell no.
Like, my little nigga at the barber shop, I'm like, man, you can get on whatever you want on your tablet, on your iPad. He's like, yeah. I'm like, man, like, you must be a good kid, because, nigga, my 12-year-old nigga, I'm like, bruh. That's all you want to do is watch some titties, bro. If it ain't nothing wrong with it, I'm honored. But it's like, goddamn. Yeah. Every time I open a tablet, titties.
That's all it is when I open my tablet.
I'm saying that just influenced him to get into
the mix too early. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying off of what I know ruined me.
Yeah, that's a fact.
At a young age, like, you feel me? Like, it's certain shit you get exposed to. And like I tell him, like, bro can sing. He's learning how to play the piano. Put your energy into certain the other shit. You know what I'm saying? Because women gonna be there. Women always gonna be attracted to you. You always gonna have some titties in your face.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But certain shit, like, it can consume you too, to where you don't want no money. All you want to do is go fuck on some, you know what I'm saying? Or
see some titties.
Anything can be an addiction.
Hey. Bro, anything can be an addiction.
Uh-huh.
In a couple years, we gonna provide a school, man, because we gotta watch how our kids going to school, too, because a lot of that stuff they learning right in school, bro.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Nah, facts.
They want in school, bro.
They want to put a curriculum in there to teach kids about gay, like, coming up, that shit was not. We just knew what was and what wasn't. They wouldn't put it in our face. Now, like, that's why I'm like, bruh, my son said something about speed. This is like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then everybody in the car, I saw speed.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, I'm driving the, you know, feel me, out of the football kids and shit. And somebody said, yes, sus, man, you watching speed? I'm like, what speed?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, it's this dude, he always doing sus stuff. I'm like, what's sus? He's like, gay. I'm like, damn, I'm getting old. Yeah. But I can, like, just remember sus? Being in the back of the football truck, Coach Chef's football truck, and we wasn't having these conversations.
Facts. Like,
everybody was a boy's boy, a man's man. Facts. You know what I'm saying? And if it was a weird one, you kind of just weird and you X'd out, unless you in the neighborhood, we got to deal with you.
Yeah.
You feel me? But influence is everything. to even cast a net making 400,000 or a few months off of kids just sitting there watching them do silly shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it be like bullshit
all day long. Like, my son,
so what is he streaming?
My youngest is six. Twitch.
That's Twitch.
He sits
okay.
back on the bed all day and just either watch YouTube shorts, or he's watching Cassinet, or, you feel me, that's his TV.
Real, man.
Like, you want to watch Spider-Man? I'm good. I'm gonna watch the Royalty Family. Mm-hmm. It's just a rich family owner that just play with toys, and, you feel me, influences everything.
Is it the Prince dude? What, Jay Prince? What's his name? Jay Prince. The Prince family? That ain't Prince family, is it?
I don't know. It's a few of them, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Because the kids just sit there and watch them all day. They play. Mm-hmm. They do little skits and shit. Show the hell. It's another nigga named CJ So Cool.
That's the one I was thinking of.
That nigga's rich off his shit. Like, mm-hmm. And all he do is come on there. What's up, y'all? Look at my cars. Look at my kids. Look at my whoop-de-boop. And one day, this little nigga came in and was like, why don't you have a Bentley? I said, damn, I got a BMW. He was like,
like, yeah, this house ain't big enough. Influence. Like, I'm like, damn, bro. Yeah, like,
totally influence.
So I ain't shit. Yeah. Nope, you ain't got
all them Christmases we had. You I ain't shit me? Now. You
ain't got a chain. You ain't got nothing. We
ain't
just
tell you, you ain't shit. Nah, bro, you ain't shit, bro. You ain't
come
got
on
that.
Now. My oldest was like, man, we live out in Middletown. You tripping, you know. But at the end of the day, influence can work good if you grab your kids and put them into shit. Like, I didn't understand that when I was young. Like, my parents wanted me to always be, man, I'm trying to rest. Like, nah, you gonna go learn how to play the drums. You gonna go do this. You gonna go do that. You know what I'm saying? My daddy didn't even let us take naps after school. Yeah. You catch your ass taking a nap after school, you probably gonna be cutting grass or something.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't nap after school?
Man, what?
Yeah.
That nigga didn't have that shit because idle hands is the devil's playground. Uh-huh. If I let you just sit around here and do nothing,
you're going to find some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? And I see it in my cousin. His people didn't make that nigga clean up or nothing. Mm-hmm. Really? House always was clean, but you go to his house now, I'm like, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't got no kids and no girl. I'm like, so what? Facts. Nigga, like,
it should stay clean.
Yeah.
Nigga, I ain't never seen a nigga ashtray clean. Right. Got guts, everything in the ashtray. All the time. You feel me? I can't even smoke his roaches.
I think my house stayed clean when I was single.
It will, though.
My shit was spot.
I found myself cleaning up, and I'm cussing niggas out by the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's why I moved out.
Yeah,
clean up my house. Shit, I get my own house to clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But how do y'all think that we can change the narrative, like, with even with some of the older folks? I feel like it's more, it starts with us. You feel me?
For sure.
So if you got 80% of the fucking adult community fucked up, the kids is 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Like the baddie shit, everybody going laugh fighting.
That's
every day.
Dumbest.
Like,
clash out.
The kids is a motherfucker.
Why
right
is
now.
It the females fighting like a mother? Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Is it something in the water or something?
It's the music.
Scrapping every day.
It's them Popeye chicken sandwiches.
I'm telling you, it's something. It's something. The food. Ain't that much fighting in the damn world.
It's the Popeye chicken sandwich.
Everybody want to be a gangster.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers wake up and fight, then go to Facebook all day and talk about the guy. They're like, dang, I ain't got.
And then what kills me is, like, they be like, I got 6 kids. I ain't got. You in the middle of the street fighting.
Hey, but I guarantee if you ask them what they want to do as far as career or what they, you know, what they want to be or where they see themselves in the next 5 years or so, don't nobody got an answer.
Yeah, they're fucking clue.
You see what I'm saying?
And they feel like that's the only option way to get them some clout because they don't, because they ain't got shit. So
I feel like
I can go in here fighting. I can, you know what I'm saying? I
can somebody and once again, it's influenced, but these are women are being, these grown women are being influenced by other grown women. Zeus and these baddie shows. Yeah, like,
shit, the Real Housewives.
And really, they sitting around watching it because they don't got shit to do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see that.
If you got time to watch somebody do something, I mean, you ain't doing
nothing to do.
Right.
Especially some asinine shit like that. Like, I just don't
just
get
to
like,
meet up and fight. Just,
you ain't get no knowledge.
Man,
no,
I don't.
Man, ain't nobody getting paid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I definitely think it's just influence, like the music. Everybody's a baddie. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? And it's pride. Once a motherfucker say something about a motherfucker on the internet,
that's over with.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen motherfuckers lose their mind all week.
Yeah.
And I try not to get into it, but once motherfuckers start sharing, it's like 4 or 5 people live.
Yeah.
And everybody's trying to meet up and fight. Shout out Big Jew. Big Jew fight
man,
anytime.
That's a fucking,
any day.
She's a prize champion, man. Anytime. I wish I could bet on that. I'm a rich man.
As soon as they say Big Jew live, I got Big Jew.
Give me 500 on Jew.
Hey. I ain't never seen her back down or nothing. The best fight she had, she was on.
Now, what's on the legs?
But I ain't. You know, we might bring Jew on.
Oh, man.
Facts, though. But the best fight she had.
Yeah.
Stand up the legs.
The best fight she had, she was on live with, and the bitches was supposed to be coming over to fight her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm going to sit here for a minute. My front door wide open. Whoop de whoop. And she, like, 15, 20 minutes later, Shorty came through the door with a bat. You feel me? And Jew's phone fell.
She got a
and after the shit was cleared, Jew came back and she had the bat.
Oh, really?
She had the bat. The bitch came in with the bat to beat her with it. She was like, yes.
But hold on. Before we go on, subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, Big and Lazy Pod, wherever you might find podcast. We on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everything. Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, follow us, share, like, comment, subscribe.
Y'all lit.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that, huh?
Y'all lit.
I appreciate that, man.
My job is to research lit people.
Yeah. No shit. And we at the top of the list or something? Hey, we here, ain't we?
Hey,
yeah.
I reached out to y'all.
Yeah, you did, appreciate man. Appreciate that, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Real
talk, because that's really what we, this right here, like everybody, even us in the room, this is what we wanted. You know what I mean? We wanted to.
We've been decorating.
Because we as a rapper.
Put some balloons up. Right.
So anytime y'all have us on, we going to be deep.
Yeah.
We light work right now. You feel me?
These niggas pulled up 5 cars, no lie. Back to back.
Shout out my man Cutto.
Shout out my man
Bills 808 over at my man Don Scrooge.
Yeah.
I think he's gotta make a
what up, partner? You know what I'm saying? Hey, so which one of them y'all wanna see on here next? You know what I'm saying?
But hold on though, before he said it, what's my man's right here?
Bills.
He said everybody does something. He ain't no tag along in this group. Yeah. Everybody got motion, everybody's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody
I like it right there.
That's why Cameron get mad at niggas. Nigga, how you ain't eating?
Right.
Everybody eating. You feel me?
From the males, the females, everybody got something going. You feel me? We don't hang with no.
So, but okay, if y'all had to see somebody on here, who would you want to see? Like, but you got to be able to make a call or text. Like, who y'all want to see on here? Besides
some more Area 502 cast members. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all can have like a whole month or two, you feel me, just going through our building because we got top notch hitters.
Yeah. I say
that's what we want though.
I say from our camp, y'all have our production team on next.
You feel me?
Okay.
Which is Cap, Bills, Trap, Scrooge.
Yeah.
And that's it. Right. Yeah. Oh, and Fish Tank.
JT Cut though, he be
I sell the songs. I don't record.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but production, he make songs, all that still production.
Yeah, we got something special. We got something special coming.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
sounds amazing.
Y'all just gotta pull up to the drums.
Y'all just gotta pull up.
Can we like Wu Tang y'all couch and shit? Yeah.
Man. That ain't just us.
That's Cut though, JT, man. What episode was bro?
The Cut though, JT. Third or fourth episode.
Bro, it was our third episode. As soon as I told him we starting the podcast, he was like, nigga, you was a bitch if I ain't top three. Because I fuck with him like that too. Yeah, he know that.
My man.
Say hey on the camera.
Hey, step in, y'all.
Okay, I'm gonna get him some
talk to them. They the hot young niggas in the street.
I'm telling
you,
behind
the scenes.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Kentucky's hottest producer.
I ain't gonna lie. These my peoples, man.
Uh-huh. I love these, bro.
This is a big and lazy first. This is the most people we ever had on the couch.
I love my boys, man.
Let us know what you do, bro. Talk to us. The mic's on. You gotta pull it a little closer, though.
I'm Bills. I'm a producer, engineer, rapper.
Yeah.
Beat maker.
Okay.
Anything you want me to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Where can they find you? Shout your socials. You know.
Bills.808
on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Introduce yourself, Brody.
I'm Don Scrooge, the snack guy. Kentucky's hottest producer ever.
Get in the mic, one.
Don't move. There you go.
It's Don Scrooge, the smack guy, Kentucky's hottest producer to ever walk the earth. You feel me?
Yeah.
Played drums for like 23 years, played the keys for like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. My thing.
Live. That's what's up, man.
My man, you want to talk a little?
That's my guy right there.
Yeah.
Potato, man. He's just.
Okay. But security.
But I'm the funny man.
He's going to be
having Area 502 Comedy Jam. You feel me? He's going to be on the mic up there.
Okay.
Y'all know any comedians through the city, out of the city, that want to participate, holler at my man Lou. You feel me? He'll get you locked in.
Yeah, so what we going to do is...
Yeah, can I get a shout out?
And real quick before we get into JT's shit, what we going to do is we going to run 6 episodes. You know what I'm saying? We going to run 1 episode a month. For the Comedy Jam, you know, we're going to have a special artist perform, and then we're going to have 4 comedians hosted by Glenn Fox for the first season.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But we'll have a small, intimate crowd of about 40 people we're going to allow to come in and be our live audience. We're going to service them with food and liquor, and we're going to have a good time.
We
man.
Definitely got an invite. Are we part of the
section, man.
Okay, there we go.
What's up, man?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Definitely gonna fuck with y'all, man.
Huh? You can set up and do a podcast in the community.
We're working on the live podcast. We had something. Something's coming up the 5th. I forgot the name of the shit, but
we got Mike Champs.
We're gonna be in there, but we can't go live though.
I'm one of the judges.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be there.
What's up, girl? On the 5th. Soon we just got a brand new stage in there built.
Yeah, that's what's up. So what is it gonna be like a battle? I just
come on, get in.
Nah, I mean, so a song battle.
Come on, tell her what you do, baby. Come on,
man. Shout out Ling Ling. We got Ling Ling and all that. She's being shy.
Hold on. They didn't tell y'all that we got a like a little hairstyling room too.
Oh, okay.
So they right. Yeah, you got the dressing room too.
So. Oh man, y'all got the Apollo.
Yeah. It's a different type of dimension. Yeah.
Look at our family, yo. That's crazy. And this ain't even.
This ain't even all of us.
Yeah, no, we shooting it's a video. Being and then we got our full time. Yeah. Full time production. Street CB, really? CB, come show yourself.
CB, show yourself. CB,
that's our camera lady.
She shoot all that shit.
That's what's up. It's a beautiful.
She been snapping up and recording the whole time.
You got Smack Mob.
This is not the only camera at Walmart when it's
watching. But it's two people today.
But our doors is always open for Louisville. Any creator, any artist, any comedian, anything, like, we want to help. We want to be a service to help push everybody in the city, man.
And
like,
I was just saying on the last episode that this is what Louisville was missing. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have a label here. It needs to be a camp that don't, you know what I'm saying?
See, everybody got a job, but it's also artists. Attention.
Yeah, it's facts, though. It's facts, but like...
Their attention span is too short.
And everybody would get possessive that possessive shit got to go,
everybody,
man.
Everybody stop. We all stop. We're going to be even harder.
That's one thing I feel about, like, bro was saying, it was fate for us to meet.
Yeah.
Because... like me, him, and Sosa, like nobody would ever know that we was, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That ain't what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we want everybody to shine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it also takes people like you and him, because I always said that a lot of artists didn't go where they needed to go because they with a group of artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got the heads of the dragon is two people that don't rap.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So they want to see everybody else eat, and it just trickles down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing, man. Shout out to y'all.
Niggas got to learn it's okay to be the water boy, the towel play on the winning team.
Yeah.
Everybody got the championship.
Everybody get a championship. The towel boy. Yeah.
I'll definitely be
right. That's why I said everybody in here does something.
Hey,
yeah. And that's the key. Don't nobody feel left out. Everybody got a job.
Everybody ain't got to be Patrick
Mahomes. I'll definitely be the Robert Horry on the team.
Okay. That's what's up.
She do locks, man.
Hey, man. Shout out to the
go ahead and get gear. Go ahead and book.
Can I see a line? Let me pop my shit for like 15 seconds.
Right. So we saved 2 minutes.
But
cut out
JT.
And shout out to our producer, man, and our network, man. What's Rose name?
Yeah. Shout out to B. Haywood. That's our producer.
Yo, B. Haywood, engineer.
Okay, I had to find myself.
Shout out to the guy, man.
All right, so look, I'm Cutthroat JT. Less about me, more about the mob or whatever. One-stop shop. Like, literally, you can come here. My girl over her, she do makeup. You can get your locks done. We got 3-4 videographers. You know what I'm saying? We currently shooting a reality show. You heard what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the best producer in the state of Kentucky, is what he said.
Second best producer.
The newest artist. This is my man right here. This is my baby twin right here.
Second best producer.
ain't no competition. All the best people work in my building.
Uh-huh.
If it ain't in my building, fuck them niggas. No cap.
We not doing that. He's a PR disaster, you know?
Yeah, so where do y'all see this in 2-3 years? I ain't gonna say 5. Because the ball's going, so.
Yeah, honestly, I honestly believe that we'll have 5 Billboard artists.
In 2 years, you guys to be,
and we'll have some major collaborations with major brands.
Yeah.
In the next 2 years, easy.
Yeah, man. And I'm gonna keep y'all in my prayers, man. I'm gonna come fuck with y'all, man.
Please,
I
really
wanna see it. I really wanna see it.
We family now.
Yeah, we real talk.
We locked in. My actual blood.
That's my blood cousin.
That's your blood.
Yeah, y'all do look alike.
Yeah.
Real blood right there.
Yeah, this is my brother Clean, man. I remember first meeting.
We 20 years in.
I used to hang with this nigga every day, and one day he was like, you, hanging with me, you gotta know I'm dangerous.
Yeah.
I was like this, I'm strapped.
You have that on you every day? Yeah, two on him in school and they on the belt. I said, so I know I'm safe.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all stopping by.
Nah, real talk.
Can we do our shout out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, do your thing.
Yo, shout out to the rest of the team. Team Us, Veli Sosa,
Kappa.
Kappa.
Trap.
Who else?
Trap More Beats.
Who else I'm forgetting?
Birdie Goldie.
West End Goldie.
Goldie just shot my recent video.
Yeah, we working on it.
Who else? Sage. Okay. Our whole building, Juice, Sinbad. Shout out to all y'all. Keep working. Lazeo. We at Area 502, 520 South 4th Street. Come holler at us. Get whatever you need.
Yeah.
Peace and love. And, hey, I appreciate y'all for having us.
No problem.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Y'all probably going to see us again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is one of the best episodes.
It is.
We're
going to
see y'all on the 5th.
We'll try to
make it our mission to get everybody in this year. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to search around and see who want to come on.
We've been trying to get a dance on here forever.
There's a 502 Comedy Jam coming June 1st.
I think they scared of the lights, man.
We got bills dropping.
What'd you say?
Bill,
Don Vito, she on live too. We got the Area 502 Comedy Jam coming June 1st. We got Mike Champs coming before that, April 5th.
April 20th, I got an album dropping.
April 20th, he's dropping an album.
Damn motion, man.
We got a compilation. Yeah. We got an Area 502 compilation album coming out with some of the craziest artists in the city.
20.
I got clothes on the way. I got a video coming out later this week. I got a single later this week. Fuck you talking about?
All that.
Be looking for that Scrooge 38 Honcho coming soon.
Yeah. Facts.
Real soon.
Y'all got a cut?
So we working, man. Appreciate y'all for having us.
No problem.
Shout out to Scotty B. And we out. Beat me up, Scotty.
Shout out to B.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.